In the Paris of the 1920s, Mondrian simplified and magnified. Panels of primary colours were hung on a grid. Depth was ironed flat. Everything on the grid was so perfectly calibrated for balance that you could stare and stare and cross a threshold of sensation into Mondrian's self-contained universe. For the artists, the grids were more than just decorative games. They were meditation exercises, entryways to a place of deep harmony. And they weren't meant just for galleries or living rooms, but as a whole program of visual re-education, capable of healing the world. Though the grids seem simple, they're actually miracles of fine-tuned optical calculation. The colours swell and press against the black rods of the armature, or else they lie captive to their confinement. And those colour planes, which ought to seem inert and gridded to death, are a living force field. In 1940, to escape the rolling disaster of the war in Europe, Mondrian moved to New York, a city built entirely around a grid. But this grid moved and shook with lights and business and music. So how could he not respond to a city rocking with syncopated energy?
The painting represents as revolutionary a departure for Mondrian as Pier and Ocean did all those years ago. It takes the classic formulae of his grid paintings and it throws it out of the 30th story window.